and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Now, how does a young hippie desiring to pursue a career in hedonism, you know, that pursuit of pleasure, and bohemianism, that unconventional communal lifestyle that, you know, poets and musicians, it was really prominent in the hippie movement. Now, how does someone like that, whose dad is in the CIA, actually became a Hall of Fame member of the CIA, incredible story in and of itself, become a devout follower of Jesus Christ, and now is a pastor of one of the strongest church movements of America? Well, it's grown internationally. One of the strongest movements over the last 50 years. Well, as usual, we pause at the beginning of our show, even just for a moment, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio program is to lead you to Jesus Christ, for you to be brought closer and closer to the Lord, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, for you to know how much God loves you and knows you. And whatever you're going through, with Christ's help, He can see you through. And that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried and rose again on the third day. And it's the living Christ who calls you to Himself today. And if you are already a Christ follower, for you right now to know that the Lord wants to build you up, strengthen you, equip you, and encourage you. This is a great opportunity for you to use as you listen to this special program as a means of reaching a family member or friend with the love of Christ. Pastor Alan Lee was married to his beautiful wife, Sonia, and born again in 1983. On the north shore of Oahu. He was a young man in his late 20s, and after living an unchurched and a kind of a self-sufficient person, well, he graduated from Woodbridge High School, that was back in the 70s, and worked in the highway construction industry on the East Coast in Virginia. He went back and forth to Hawaii to visit his parents, and he actually moved here in the early 70s. He earned his bachelor's degree in political science from George Mason University and left Virginia to start out his career as a rock and roll sound man in Monterey, California. Well, it was through a series of events and one specific event in particular that radically changed his life. Well, I'm not going to give it all away. I want him to share it. The Lord has done an amazing work in his life. He now pastors Calvary Chapel, Waiawa, and he was with the North Shore Christian Fellowship with Pastor Mike Stangle in years past for a number of years, good 17 years plus, before starting his work in Waiawa. And he also graduated from the University of Hawaii, and he and Sonia have three children, Ruth, Daniel, and Samuel. We'll talk more about them, but Pastor Alan, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. Thank you, Martin, too.
Good to have you.
Pastor, take us back. Let's just go right into it. I talked about an event, something that happened that radically, God, you radically used that to transform your life.
What happened? It was in 1980. Specifically, it was my mom died. She had been sick for a long time with emphysema. And in 1972, at the end of 72, 73, beginning of 73, my parents had moved to Hawaii, and that was to actually keep her alive longer. The doctors had said either Arizona or Hawaii, and so they came over here. That's why the back and forth with me. But it was interesting because I was in California working as the sound man for the rock and roll band. We were called Yank. The reason we were called Yank is because we wanted to go to Australia and make our fame over there, and everybody calls Americans Yanks, and that's why we wanted to go over there. But I was also, it's funny, in California, You're a dancer, you're a rock and roll star, you're a movie actor, but you're usually working as a waiter, construction worker, or something else. And so even though I was a sound man for a rock and roll band, to sustain ourselves, we all worked different jobs, and I was working construction, got laid off from a job for at least a month, said, hey, this was in 1980. I think I'm going to go and see my folks over in Hawaii. It's going to be great. You know, got a ticket, flew over to Hawaii, got here, and then realized how sick my mom really was. When I first got home to the house in Mililani, I said, Dad, how come you haven't told me what's going on here? You know, it's like, look at how sick mom is. He goes, what are you talking about? You know, you kind of live with a person. And I realized, I started writing letters to my brothers and saying, hey, if you can get over to Hawaii, you need to, because I don't think mom's going to last. And so went to Waimea, went down body surfing a couple days after being in Hawaii again, enjoying the North Shore, came home, and there was my mom, and she was crying, and she was weeping, actually. And I said, why are you crying, Mom? What's going on? You know, and she looked at me, and she said, I'm crying because I don't want to see you and your brother Mark go to hell. And it was like, shock. What are you talking about? You know, go to hell. And she said, well, unless you know Jesus Christ, unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to go to hell. And I said, Mom, I know Jesus. You know, I was a New Ager. Jesus was my guru. No problem. We actually, Mom and I had always been New Age pals, you know. And so to hear her actually saying this stuff was a shock to my system. If you could actually understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, never seeing her as a Christian. Now, I had two brothers. Let me share that real quick. Nate and Adam, who were born again, and they had been praying for me for a long time. You know, they had been born again since in the early 70s when they were younger, and they were praying for me. So there was a lot of prayer, and they put me on the prayer list. They were going to YPO Grace Brethren, and they had put me on the prayer list for all the Grace Brethren around the country. And so there was a whole network of Christians that were praying for me. So that you need to understand that spiritual aspect of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my mom. She's crying. And then I went over and hugged her and reassured her nothing's going to happen. I'm going to be okay. Or I'm going to be in heaven, you know, not a big deal, you know, don't worry, you know. But she still was crying because you've got to know Jesus. That's what she kept saying. You got to know Jesus. So we had a meal that night, Dad, Mom, and I, myself. And it was kind of a tense thing that was going on. I didn't realize that she was going to be dying the next day. So what happened was I told my dad, as she was going to bed, I said, Dad, if she goes to the hospital, wake me up. I want to go with you. I don't feel good. What's going on? Sure enough, in the middle of the night, my dad took her to the hospital. You know, I said, why didn't you wake me up? You were sleeping. No big deal. She's going to be all right. So that day, while I'm sitting at home wondering how mom's doing, the hospital calls, Tripler Hospital calls. And they wouldn't tell me anything, of course, because I'm not the husband. But then my dad comes home and tells me, your mom's died, you know. And I'll tell you, I felt crushed. I want to tell you, of all the people in the world, and I love my dad. My dad loved me. I know that. And my brothers, my family. But of all the people in the world, my mom unconditionally loved me. Even when I was doing the hippie thing and I was smoking dope and dropping acid and shooting dope and those kind of things. And even when I was really rebellious in a household that you have a CIA dad who loves America, you know, loves, and you got this guy who's totally anti this and anti that, long hair, probably very disappointed that his son is turning out completely opposite of what he wants him to be. Mom loved me. Even when I was harsh to her and hard and would yell at her, you know, getting loaded and those kind of things and just and not caring for her like a son should, you know, she still loved me. And so my world just kind of crashed for a moment. I don't know if you really have, I think everybody's lost a loved one that they really love and has been, you know, it just, you fall to pieces. And I went into the other room, and this is exactly what I did. I hardly ever even share this part of the testimony. But I went into the other room, into my bedroom, and I started crying, weeping. And I started praying to God. I had no relationship with God. Jesus was my guru. There was not a real understanding of Christ and who he is and what he did on the cross and the resurrection and the living, holy God. But I started praying, God, if you're real. God, if there's anything, you know, and just all these different things. I even prayed a very strange prayer, which was, God, bring me a Christian woman. You know, I don't know why I was praying that. Why would you pray, bring me a Christian woman? I'm not a Christian, you know? And it just was, I was so empty and broken inside that that's basically, that was a start. Because I went back to California. You know, we had the funeral. My brother preached this sermon because my brother was a pastor over here in Hawaii. And he was at Makakilo. He started planting a church in Makakilo, the Grace Brethren Church over there. And he started preaching about heaven and hell and Jesus is the way, the truth, and this stuff like this. And I was really offended by it. What are you doing at my mom's funeral? You know, you Christians are always thinking that you're so righteous and this and that, you know, and not realizing that it was Christ's righteousness that counted here. And it was, and his heart was broken. And that he was preaching from the love of God for those people that were right around him that were there. And he was excited because his mother had made a real true commitment to Jesus Christ the year before. And that even the night, a couple of weeks before she died, she had spent time with Pastor Treeside's wife, you know, and had said she was ready to go. She was not afraid of death. That she was waiting and looking forward to seeing her Lord. You know, but she was concerned about her kids, especially the ones who didn't know Jesus. And that's where that crying came from. But, you know, this is stuff you learn later on, but it was a brokenness in my life. It was it felt surreal at the punch bowl. You know, she's being buried we're interning her ashes at the punch bowl with the wind blowing and it's a beautiful Hawaii day. But I thought it should be raining right now. It should be dark. It should be, you know, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. And I didn't even realize that God was going to take the worst thing that ever happened at that moment in my life to make it the very best thing that could ever happen to me. You know, because as I went back to California and I looked at the lifestyle that I was doing and I looked at the self-centered kind of thing that I was involved in and even the friends that I have, and I love those guys, but it was just all bent on self. It was all meant for self that I just, you know, said, I can't do this anymore. And I realized I couldn't do it anymore. I was there for the next 8 months, but, you know, it was 1980 and I thought, I'm going to go back to Hawaii and be with my dad. You know, no matter what happens here, I got to start thinking about my life. And, you know, that's when God really started to intervene. You know, the prayers, hearing things about Jesus, you know, considering Jesus more than just my guru. But who is Jesus, you know? And so that's when, and I'll tell you one thing. I remember going with my friends. We were loaded on magic mushrooms. At Lover's Point, near Lover's Point in Monterey, there's big rocks out there. The waves were pounding. It was like 10 to 15 foot. It was a huge day. I remember going out on a rock that was way out closer to the water. Not very smart. Could have, you know how the tide is. And anyway, we know Hawaii. You do that in Hawaii, you're dead too. You know, but you know, shaking my fist. Telling God, I'm free of you. You know, I don't want, you know, and this just mad at God. Just like the psalmist who lamenting and saying, why are you hiding? Who are you? You know, why did you do this to me? You know, that kind of thing. And my friends, they were freaking out. Get off of that rock. They were on the shore. What are you doing? Get over here. So I got off the rock and there's this huge wave that came right after that and covered that rock. Would have taken me right out to the, out in the ocean. And I realized God could have taken me at any time. He could have just said, okay, that's how you're going to be. But instead, even in that moment, later on as I thought about it, what grace there was, what kindness there was on his part, compassion for this, his creature yelling at him, shaking his fist as if I have any power over God. And yet, you know, he was using all that to break me down, to really get me to a point where I would surrender to him. And so that right there was the most major event that I believe. There's a lot of things, as you guys know, as you know, Danny.
You know, when you talk about this point, part of the, I'll just call it the beauty of it, is the process. And somebody listening today is going through a process.
Absolutely.
And they might not know heads or tails of where this process is leading them. But just hearing you share the way that you share, it's coming from the gut level.
Yeah.
Hearing you share about the worst day of your life, the greatest pain that you went through there as a young man, and life just and not just out of control, but in you, there's all these mixed emotions.
Right.
Well, somebody today is listening and saying, well, I'm kind of like that right now, you know? And, you know, God can work in Alan Lee's life, and now he's a pastor, and God, it's like his life has become ordered, you know? He now has a certain level of organization and management in his own life, and so much today is disorganized around us. We're just fragmented because we live frenetic lifestyles, you know? And God has a message, and God is speaking through you. And as the Lord is ministering to you, as you listen, you might be driving right now, you might be listening in your office, you might be listening at home, you might be in bed or just relaxing as you hear this. Well, the Lord has a message for you through Alan Lee, and it's a message of hope, whatever you're going through right now. When we come back, we're going to talk more. Where does this conviction come from? In the way that Pastor Alan Lee speaks, where does the clarity come from? How does God take a disorganized life because of a frenetic lifestyle and bring order, bring divine security, stability, hope? You know you're gifted. You know God has blessed you with life. But are you living that life that you can say honestly, I'm experiencing the divine fulfillment that I was destined to live? If not, today you can be a step closer. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, he was a hippie. He was a bohemian, you know, that bohemian, a traveling guy, kind of gypsy-like, you know. But he encountered Christ through a real, it could be a tragedy. He lost his mom. And what child who has a mom who has unconditional love for him or her can ever make it through that without a broken heart? And his heart was broken. And it was in the time of his broken heart that today now, Pastor Alan Lee, at that time, before he was Pastor Alan Lee, opened his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things many, many people were praying for him, the whole church, the whole network of churches were praying for him. And this is the power of prayer as people pray. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga. And we're here with the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel, Waiawa, Pastor Alan Lee, sharing his riveting story of his conversion experience.
Pastor Alan, you know, as I listened to your very, very dramatically shared story, in the studio, we've had many people that come in and have experienced salvation or experienced a touch of God and things right. changed all of a sudden. It happened to you, but it's also a little bit of a journey. So there were
always.
It took time. It took you had mentioned yes. 8 months back in California, and this is so many years later. So one common thread that we hear is are people that have come into your life, placed there by God or coincidence or whatever it might be, that share things with you to help you with your journey. I'm wondering if you had some people that were with you that helped you in your journey, and then maybe you didn't recognize them for who they were much later. Can you respond to that?
Well, yes. And there is obviously my brother Nate, who is a pastor, missionary right now in the Philippines, and he was the original one of the Lee brothers that got saved in 72, 71, right around there. Young, he was younger than me. But it was interesting because I would never give him any credit. He was the one that I always had the fights with. He was the one that I would try to get upset by doing things, especially towards his Christianity, towards his love of Christ. Because then I'd say, oh, see, you Christians, you're such hypocrites. You're such hypocrites. And it's funny, after you get
so
saved.
So you would antagonize him.
I'd antagonize him. I want to tell you honestly, it happened after Mom died, but it was, I used the Lord's name in vain one time in an argument, just because I knew it would bug him. And all of a sudden, I saw real pain and hurt in his eyes. And it wasn't so much that I had accosted the Lord. It was because he sees his brother still very lost. And so he was actually crying over that. And after that, I never did, because I'm getting closer to being saved, I never did actually use the Lord's name in vain. And I never antagonized him again, because I realized there was something special that he had with the Lord. See, God was using him. Talk about being used. And I would not. Later on, it was funny, after I got saved, after I gave my life to Christ, I thought, well, Nate didn't really have anything to do with it, you know. But then I remember praying about that, and I was talking to the Lord. I was having devotion, and the Lord spoke in my heart. You know how he does that. You know, the Holy Spirit just kind of giving you impressions and stuff. And he said, really? Really, Alan, that your brother Nate never had anything to do with your salvation? All those times he prayed for you? All those churches that he got involved in praying for you? How much he loved you, and had, you know, and all of a sudden I started to realize, here's a guy who I never gave any credit to in leading me to the Lord, and yet he had been a vital part of it. You know, it's like my wife, Sonia. I love her. She's my best friend. She's my bride. She's, you know, we've been married 28, we're going on 29 years this June. You know, I wouldn't want another woman in my life. She is my wife. She's the one that God gave to me. And when we first got, you know, when I first met her, we were in college together at George Mason. We were just friends. And after my mom died, she wanted to come to Hawaii. She gotten born again, you know, which was totally weird to me that she gotten born again. She came over. She thought I was such a spiritual guy. She's getting caught up in the wrong thing, probably with me. We ended up becoming more than just friends. And I would never give her any credit at first. But I thought, wait a minute. She made me think of Jesus. Even though I had led her the wrong way at that point, you know, when I got saved, she recommitted, completely dedicated. But here's the deal. It was because of her. You know, when we got married, I was thinking, okay, I got this Christian gal. And I thought, and that would always take me back to that prayer that I had in my bedroom when my mom died. So I got a Christian gal, but I liked her more when she was really Christian, as opposed to what I've done to her a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I want to get her in church. So we started going to different churches, you know. But the thing is I would never have gone to a church, except my wife you know, I wanted to get into church because I thought I could watch football. I'm going to go surf. No problem. And I'll have this great Christian gal that will love me, pray for me. She'll respect me. You know, these kind of things you're thinking about. And but God was using that, you know. And so in 1983, in September of 1983, I think it was 12th or 11th. I'm a little vague on the day exactly, but it was Sunday morning. We're driving off to go to my brother's church up in Mokokilo. We're really late. And, you know, because we lived on the North Shore at the time. And there's a sign that says, and it's another thing too. Here's just the sign that I'd see every week when I passed by, you know, North Shore Christian Fellowship down in the valley of Waimea. So we said, let's go. We're late. Let's go ahead and check this out. So we went in there. Now, remember, I've been getting some messages, the gospel, the last few weeks. Brother's still praying for me hard. Lots of people praying. My wife is feeling really the tug of the Lord in her life, really wanting to be back with Christ. And so Pastor Mike Stengel's preaching that morning. And as soon as the music started, the worship, it was Kathy Miller, it was Kathy Yarbrough at the time, and Alec Rathburn, and they were just, I started crying. I was like, why am I crying? Who? What is this? You know, this is just this funky little kind of, you know, soft folk kind of music or whatever. But I started just weeping, actually. And the next thing you know, Mike's preaching out of 2 Corinthians chapter 7. He's talking about the difference between holy repentance and the remorse of men. How the remorse of men leads to death and the holy repentance leads to life. And it's funny, you know how that situation is when the Holy Spirit just gets a hold of your heart? And I've had guys telling me this before and people telling me this before. You were just preaching to me. But that's what it felt like. That Mike, everything he was saying, and I didn't even have to actually really recognize everything he was saying. You know, just it was there. And the next thing you know, I'm actually having a vision of seeing Jesus on the cross and then coming off the cross and saying, are you going to come? Are you going to come to me now? You've heard the truth now. You've heard it. You know the truth. Are you going? I'm inviting you in. And it was like this voice that was saying, if you don't do it right now, you might not ever do it. It was the strangest thing. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know at that moment when he was asking, you know, doing the altar call and asking, I just raised my hand. And my wife was raising her hand and we were crying. And there was a couple of people that were around us that we got to know, Roger and Elsa Warwick and others who had already introduced themselves when we first showed up. And now they're like full on turning around and praising the Lord. And, you know, it was like, and they invited us up to eat. And so we went up to eat that day. And I got this thing of, hey, there's a Bible study. Let's check that out. And this funny thing is, in announcements time, they were looking for somebody who would take the pulpit back and forth from Waimea. You know, grab the pulpit, put it in your truck. And you needed a truck. And I just got a truck from my grandmother. So I said, well, that's got to be me. So I went up to Mike. He's never seen me before. And I said, I'd like to take that. Pastor Mike, my name is Alan Lee. I'd like to take that pulpit. Is it okay? I'd like to take the pulpit. He looked at me like, who are you?
First guy walks in, you know, and you're...
He goes. Well, you know what? He said, "Nice to meet you. Let's not worry about it right now, okay?" So the next week, on that Sunday morning when we went back, and by the way, it was interesting because that was the year the Redskins had just gone to the Super Bowl the year before.
John Riggins.
Yeah, and I love the Redskins, and they were on TV in Hawaii all the time, you know. So if I wasn't getting plugged into this church, I'd have been watching football. But here's the deal. I go up, Mike does his sermon, okay? I go up afterwards and say, hey, is that, because they still announced that pulpit thing, right? I said, hey, you know, I'd like to do that pulpit ministry. By now, I'm starting to, you know, the church has just kind of blessed us, you know, and we've been going out and going to Bible studies, and people are starting to actually know our names already. It's like, who are these guys, you know? They just came, you know, and we're excited about the Lord. I'm just, you know, as you're fired up, you're going, and the Bible was like, unbelievable. All of a sudden, I'm reading this. This is the greatest. I've studied philosophy. I got my political science degree. I was going to go into law school and took the LSAT and all this stuff. And look, and Paul, look at the mind of Paul. The guy's an amazing philosopher. He's amazing. You know, just the amazing mind. And then, how could I not have never known this before? You know, it's like you're reading. You go, this is the greatest thing I've ever read. You know, but so I went up and asked Mike again. He goes, oh, yeah, we're still looking. I said, okay. You know, because I had to introduce myself again. I'm Alan, you know, again. So the next week, check it out, the third week, you know, I go up there just to say hi to him and Alec and those guys. And I've already met with Mike a couple times during the week. And he goes, and I'm walking away and he goes, hey, Alan, do you still want to take the pulpit? I said, I sure do. He goes, well, it's yours then. Take it. So I grabbed it and put it on the truck, and Mike said, told me later on, he goes, I wonder if that's the last time I'm ever going to see that pulpit. So I had a pulpit ministry at the beginning of my walk with
pulpit
the Lord.
Pulpit ministry.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Ministry. And it was, you know what was cool about that pulpit? Was that I had to be at church every Sunday morning, early, be there, you know. And then, of course, they had the sound going, and they had guys that weren't, you know, knowing the sound. And then there was a guy that was doing the sound, but he was going away on a mission trip, and they didn't have anybody to cover sound. And I said, well, I'm a sound man. It's not a problem. I can run that sound. It's a little simple outfit. No deal. No big deal. Let me do it. So they said, yeah, come on. So the next thing you know, I'm becoming the sound man of the church, you know, and I have a I met some people, and there's this guy named John Owen who had a real struggle later on, but he was like a – you talk about mentors. He was a guy God brought in my life, and he loved to go street witnessing. So I'd say, I'd like to try that. And so we went down to Waikiki, and we were doing street witnessing. We went to Waiawa and did street witnessing. And so I got a real desire just to tell people about Jesus. I mean, who doesn't want to tell people about Jesus, right? And so that was part of it. And then Tim Gruber – classic auto body guys, you know, Tim and Joey Gruber, great love. What a wonderful couple those guys are, and just awesome, you know, and seeing their faith and stuff. Tim says, hey, Alan, would you like to go into OCCC with me? You know, we go into prison and stuff, and I would really like you to go with me. So I said, sure, Tim, you know. And so I started going into prison with Tim, you know, and it was like, and, you know, now I'm an assistant chaplain over at the chaplain over at Halava and stuff. But I've been going into prison since 1983, you know, since I first got saved, you know, and loving it because it's really a ministry that God's put on my heart, you know. So, yeah, you know, Danny, what you said was there's people, there's process, there's journey. And I don't think anybody just has one mentor. I mean, Mike, obviously, Pastor Mike Stengel was a good friend, is a very good friend. And loved me and prayed for me. And we had we did our first mission trips together. I did my first mission trip with him, you know. And we did lots of things together, ministry, especially when I became an assistant pastor in 1988. You know, I came on part-time and then in 1990 came full-time, you know. So it was, there was a lot of things that I learned from Mike, lots of them. Pastor Rick Irons, Calvary Chapel Central Wahoo.
Yes.
He was the assistant pastor at the time. I'd go in there. And talk to him for hours. And I think later on, I look back on, man, I just took that guy's time up, but he didn't mind. And then there Bob King, who's an elder. He works for, you know, he owns a company, Nike King Corporation, which is in Waiawa, by the way. And he would spend time with me.
You know, I just think, Martin, I think people, you know, people poured into your life.
Absolutely.
Now you pour into other people's lives. It's part of God's process of, we call it, the technical term in church, we call it discipleship. Discipleship is a process of relationships being cultivated, centered on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as that begins to take place, lives begin to get transformed. There's a built-in accountability system that's in place.
Amen.
And as somebody pours into your life, suddenly, you know, if they have to give you a word of encouragement or sometimes a word of correction, it's maybe easier to take from them because you know they love you, they know you, they've been with you all throughout, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that your mom is very grateful that you became a Christian, but sometimes the same message depends who's talking, because you're anti-establishment and here you are in the middle of an establishment. So a lot of times it's the messenger needs to be maybe a third party to tell you the exact same thing, like I said, your brother was telling, but only because you're a brother, you're going, nope, I'm not going to listen. So it's amazing how God puts people in their lives.
And yet, Nate was strongly influential in his coming to Christ. Mm-hmm. And now you look back and you see all those pieces, those people that God had brought in to fit together and what God was preparing you to do, to give your life over as a life of service to Christ. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Pastor Alan Lee. As you're listening right now, you're probably thinking, gosh, I'm loving what I'm hearing. I'm getting something out of it. I missed the first part, you know, when he was talking about, you know, his mom and what happened. Well, don't worry. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and get the whole thing, this whole program. It's downloadable for free. It's available for you. But not only that, but go ahead and pass it to a family member or friend who you know could use some encouragement today. You know, there's hope for you found in Christ. Something else about Pastor Allen that I loved hearing about. He's a man of service at the very beginning of his Christian walk. His pulpit ministry was carrying a pulpit. And now he has a pulpit ministry where he's preaching every week. He's a senior pastor of his own church. Sometimes we think we want to jump to the front of the line at the beginning. We forget about going into the servant's entrance. Well, he did. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That's from Psalm 37, verse 4. Well, our guest today has certainly done that. He has learned to delight himself in the Lord. He does that not because he's forced or coerced. He does it out of the love of his heart because Christ has become the center of his life and that of his wife, Sonia. And he's here to share about the amazing things that God has done through someone who at the age of 12 was smoking hashish. His name is Pastor Allen Lee. He's now the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel, Waiawa. To find out more about Calvary Chapel, Waiawa, you can go to just that, calvarychapelwaiawa.com. As you listen to this show, you might be thinking, hey, can I get the rest of the program? Absolutely, yes. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. That's where you can get this and other resources, books. We've got other resources, daily devotionals, scripture verses, and to access other shows that could be of benefit to you as well, thegoodlifehawaii.org. I want to just pause for a moment. Just thank RG Maintenance LLC as one of our partners, as well as Quilopo Painting Incorporated and Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors as well as our church partners and those of you who stand with us. As you listen to this show, stand with us in support of getting the word of Christ out through the stories that people share here at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
You know, Alan, as I listen to your story, one thing you said earlier in the show that just stuck in my mind, you were talking about when your mom was passing away.
Right.
One of her last words, was pretty in between the eyeballs. And she told you, if I can repeat this, you need to know Jesus, otherwise you're going to hell.
Now, yes.
You took offense to that, I mean, at your funeral.
At that time, yes.
At that time. But here you are many years later. I'm wondering, you know, how right now, if you were back in that that spot, how would you respond, or how would you, what could you say to somebody who's hearing those exact same words and being offended?
That's a good question. I think the main thing would be is why you would not want to go to hell. You know, this idea of really understanding Jesus Christ, what he's really done. You know, this God-man who came to the earth, not as king where he's just saying, hey, look at me, and he didn't come as a full-grown man. He came as a baby, helpless and vulnerable. I mean, when you think about really Christ and what he did, you know, that when you look at what the Hebrews writer says, our great high priest, and that he came to take away that fear and that bondage of death, you know, that people have because they don't. But it's this idea of also he came to give relationship and fellowship with the living God. I think that's what I would say to somebody, because I want to tell you honestly, she needed to say that to me. I needed the shock value of that because I wasn't offended at her at that moment. I was offended more of my brother at the funeral when that was going on. But he had a good reason for that. But her, she, through the Holy Spirit, was shocking my system. And so, and you know what, sometimes we have to do that. Mm-hmm. And hell can be offensive. And yet, when we talk about Christ, like you're asking, and we really think about this man who, the miracles, what did he do in the four? To show first that he was Messiah, but then also to love people. You know, the leper who comes in and says, if you're willing. And God says, I'm willing. Be cleansed. You know, the woman caught in adultery. You know, as you look at his compassion towards her. You know, who condemns you? You know, neither do I. Go and sin no more. You know, these kind of things you see about Christ. And you look at him. And the man of sorrows. You know, that he actually wept over Jerusalem. Think about that Palm Sunday lament. But why was he weeping? Because he sees the destruction. But more than that, he sees the fact that, you know, if you only knew, this is your time of visitation. This is the one who's going to bring you back to the heart of God. I think we have that. You know, we say, why would you want to spend eternity separated from this loving, wonderful, holy and righteous God, full of justice, because he is justice, yet full of mercy and compassion? Why would you want to spend eternity away from him?
You know, we're all fathers, and with our kids, sometimes we can see that an opportunity is coming for them. And that's the very thing we say when we see this moment. This is your moment.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't realize the implications of what could happen if they were to grab hold of or grasp this opportunity that they have. And it would cause us to lament if they just squandered it, didn't even recognize it, or ridiculed the moment, not realizing the implications of that valuable time and opportunity that they have. So, Pastor Allen, somebody today, they're listening. You know, maybe they can relate with your life. And, God did something in him, maybe a similar kind of background. Or maybe just somebody who feels like they need some guidance. And maybe, like Nate influenced you, well, maybe the Lord is using us to influence that person at this particular time. God works in miraculous ways. And he works in such personal ways in the hearts of people. Well, somebody today is looking, it's their moment.
Right.
And it's their moment. So much will be unlocked for them
right.
if they would simply open their heart to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pastor Allen, take us from here. Take that person right now, that person who's listening and is saying, okay, what do I do? Okay, if this is my moment, I'm sensing that I need a change. I'm open. You know, my life is certainly hasn't been right or perfect. If there is forgiveness for me, I need that forgiveness. I need Christ. What do I do?
Well, exactly what you just said. It would be a matter of letting your heart cry out, letting your heart be broken to really realize, you know, now is a time of surrender. Now is a time of really recognizing this Jesus and that going to the cross, that willingness to endure and to actually be forsaken of the Father. When you think about the agony that of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that moment in time when he had to be judged for all sin, and to realize my sin, my guilt, my pain, the things that would hold me back, God has taken all of those things and through Christ. And that right now, I would say to that person, you know what? Now more than ever, right now, is a God who has a plan for you, a God who loves you, a God who has a purpose for your life, as you brought up earlier. You know, we look at the scripture and we see a God who wants to have complete and total fellowship with you. He doesn't want you, he's going to perfect you. He's going to complete you. When the finishing product is going to be when you stand in heaven with him. So right now is the time to release and say, you know what? I am surrendered. I do want to submit. I want to actually ask God into my life. I want to ask Christ into my life. I want to surrender all these things that I have that would hold me back and just now come to the living God.
So if somebody says, look, I'm there. I would say, pray.
Say, just right now, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. I ask you to fill me. I ask your Holy Spirit to fill me right now. I ask as I surrender and ask for forgiveness that I repent of my sin. I want to just turn to you right now. Lord Jesus, take over my life. And you know what? Jesus, even that little of a prayer mm-hmm. will take over their life. Because think about this. The guy on the cross, Lord, there was no altar call. Mm-hmm. There was no sinner's prayer. Lord, today, remember me. You know, remember me. Today, you will be with me in paradise.
Well, that's as simple as it gets, you know. And if you said that prayer with Pastor Allen Lee, or you need to just surrender your life to Christ, it's
Amen.
As simple as it gets.
I would love to hear one day in the future someone said, Allen said it, that was the pivotal point in my spiritual life, just there.
Well, we're reaching many, many listeners right now, but we're speaking to them on a personal basis. It's us, God using us, but it's the Lord, the Holy Spirit, speaking to them in a very personal way. And that's just for you. Just for you as you hear it. If you open your heart to Christ, then, you know, you could send us an email. Send me an email, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let Pastor Allen and Martin know. You can check out Calvary Chapel Waiahua, calvarychapelwaiahua.com. We also have a list of other churches on our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can check that out because it's important. This is a first step, but for you to grow, like how Pastor Allen has grown. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, you know, we're going to have just a few minutes left. But, you know, there's nothing like talking about family.
Amen.
I know Ruth. Not her in that. I've seen her music ministry. I've heard her. But I'd like to hear about Daniel and Samuel and more about Sonia. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about family with Pastor Allen Lee. Pastor Allen is a senior pastor of Calvary Chapel, Waiahua. You know, this has been a real heartwarming time. Yeah. Pastor Allen's been very transparent. You know, you become very open when you're forgiven.
Amen.
When you know that all your wrongs have been made right in the sight of God. You don't have to hide anything. And you know what? It dislodges the devil because he doesn't have anything in the closet to throw up at you because, hey, it's all open. I'm all transparent. Nothing to hide. Isn't that great to be free? You can be free in Christ, just like Pastor Allen. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
This has certainly been a very sensitive time with our guest today, Pastor Alan Lee. You know, we've talked about subjects, we talked about his mom passing in 1980 and how it changed his life. We talked about how his brothers, his family influenced him, and how his pastor, Pastor Mike Stengel, and the ministry of North Shore Christian Fellowship was instrumental, how God used his wife Sonia to bring him to the Lord. We also talked about the sensitive word hell and the subject of hell. And yeah, that can be kind of touchy. You know, people get offended with that. But you know, I believe the Lord Jesus, you know, did you know that Christ spoke about hell more than he did about any other subject?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jesus spoke like that because he didn't want anybody to go there.
Amen.
And that's the good news, is that nobody has to go to hell.
Amen.
Just come to Christ. Christ, his arms are open wide for you, for everyone who would just simply come and put their faith and trust in him. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest, Pastor Alan Lee, the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel, Waiawa. Before our break, we were talking about family, how good family is. And, you know, to get the rest of the show and to hear it in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You might be tuning in right now. Well, welcome. Pastor Alan, we've got a few minutes left. Talk to us about your dear family.
Boy, that is, you know what? I am so grateful and thankful. I was just thinking about that just the other day. You know, God has given me a great wife. You know, she is the perfect woman for me, Sonia. We are love partners. I mean, she is really, and we are life partners, and we are spiritual partners. You know, she has helped me in everything in the ministry. But more than that, she's just been there for me as a friend. When I was really down, she was always there to pray. She's always praying for me and the family. I have three great kids. Ruth, as you know, Danny was doing the worship over there at the prayer lunch. I mean, the pastor's lunch over there at HIM, and she's wonderful. She's involved with communication. She actually worked over here at Salem Media and has been on Don's show a few times. Just kind of when Don was off island. So she's a blessing to watch. She's actually right now engaged in making applications to worship schools. She's getting her bachelor's degree from HPU. She's got a full ride scholarship. She's going to graduate in May, and then she's going to go to a worship school. She's not going to go to master's school, not to get a master's or anything. She wants to go and learn how to worship. She loves the Lord, but she wants to learn how to worship him in song and in music, and so that's great. Daniel, my second, he is right now at LCC, working at Papa John's and working at Coffee Gallery. So he's that kind of, he's a big, tall kid, 6'3", loves to surf, loves Hawaii. You know, he's got lots of friends. The church loves him. You know, me, I say, come on, I want to see that fire, you know, get broken a little bit more, you know. He's kind of like that church kid, pastor's kid that, you know, but I know that God's got a hold of his heart. Mm-hmm. And he's been on the mission field with me before, you know, and he's a great kid. I love him so much. Samuel is at high school in Wailua. He's on the football team. He's 6'2 and weighs about 280 pounds. Got to lose a little weight, Sam. But you know what? He's the coaches love him, and the kids love him. And the school, he's known for, you know, kind of his Christian witness there at the school. He's been on the mission field with me, and so do I have any complaints? You know, sometimes I'll complain or I'll get, you know, and I'll go, why am I doing this? Look what God has done in my life. He's opened me up to the greatest relationship in the world with him. I mean, to have this wonderful fellowship with God and really this opportunity just to really get to know him more. But then he's also given me this wonderful wife who loves me. He's given me these great kids that love me. Why would I ever complain? And I really have to challenge myself on that, you know, because we get the life difficulties and stuff. But God has really blessed me, you know, and we've had our times. I mean, I'm not going to tell you we didn't ever argue or we didn't have fights, my wife and I, and we've come through that. But Jesus has been the center of all of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the family devotions and you start to see your kids get older and leaving the house or becoming adults. You realize, okay, things are changing now. And yet my whole thing for them has always been, I've always told them, I don't care what you do in life. All I care about is that you will love the Lord Jesus Christ. You could be a trash collector because we need trash collectors and they're great trash collectors, you know. Just love the Lord Jesus. Just love the Lord Jesus. And you'll find that life will bless you. God will bless you through your life. He'll use it.
Well, Pastor, you have certainly showed us not only about loving Jesus, but the gift of what it means to be loved by Jesus. Mm. And to have you and your wife, Sonia, and your family loved by the Lord. And that's just right in line with the very fabric of what we do here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, is to remind people that they are loved by Jesus Christ. Whatever they're going through, whatever they're facing, the love of Jesus Christ is for them. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing other stories, gripping stories like this, like from Pastor Alan Lee. I want you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. This program has been made possible by our financial supporters, our church partners, our business partners, as well as those individuals like you who give to make this available. For more information, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Even to be a partner with us, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Hmm. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Pastor Alan Lee. CalvaryChapelWaiawa.com. That's where you find out more. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave